Welcome to episode 6 of the Consistent Genius Podcast. I'm joined with Josh Petro, Big Biscuit.
Also Porky.
Also Porky. I was going to say it. I just wanted to see if, like, you said it. Here, get closer to the mic.
Yeah.
And then we're also joined by Max Brown, brother to Ethan Brown.
QB1.
Legendary quarterback. He's joining us in the 100 Thieves jersey. We'll talk about that later. It's pretty sweet, actually. I like it a lot. But we got some big news this morning. I actually saw. I don't know if it was out last night or just this morning.
6:45 this morning.
6:45 this morning. Urban Meyer announced his retirement from coaching for Ohio State.
I mean, I guess you hate to see it, but it's understandable in my opinion.
You do hate to see it.
He's got a lot of health problems.
I know. Something in his brain, right?
He's got a cyst in his brain.
That's freaky. Yeah,
he's already had a drain, but it's back. It's back badly.
Yeah, if it's affecting his, like, his, you know, his coaching ability, that's scary.
Man. Well, you know, he went down during one of the games.
Yeah, I saw the picture on the knee and, like...
Yeah, he went down on a knee and then he was escorted to the tent.
That's crazy.
Their tent that they have on.
I always see him holding his head. Like,
well,
that's just his disappointment.
No,
that's just, well, maybe. No, but he's always just like, oh, like, I swear.
That's just with how Ohio State is playing.
Okay, oh, that's fair.
Terribly.
The inconsistencies that they've had, like, on the Maryland game, when they were straight focused on him the entire game, that was awful. Mm-hmm. That was terrible.
Yeah, did not look good for him.
After every other play, he was zoomed in on by at least one camera. They had multiple angles of him freaking out because of, you know,
pleasure. Because aren't all football ratings going down right now on, like, for, like, televised football? All the ratings are, like, going down. They're getting less views every game.
I feel like NFL. I'm not 100% sure.
That's not college. NFL is having that issue stemming from, you know, taking a knee and everything. But
it's just not good anymore.
That's just a terrible situation in all of it, you know.
But Urban Meyer, he's amazing career. I think I saw 82-9.
Yeah, Ohio State,
like
7-0 against Michigan.
83-9.
Yeah,
7-0 versus Michigan.
That's a good record.
What was it? He won 5 bowl games.
With OSU. Yeah, he won.
Well, no, because his first year they went 12-0, right? And then they couldn't compete in the.
They were ineligible for a bowl
Big
game.
10 and
2014
bowl game,
national champions.
Can thank Jim Tressel for that one. And then, the first college football playoff national champion.
Winners, yep.
I mean, I think he's a
I was an Oregon
coach.
Fan back then. I hate to see it.
He's, like, statistically, he's the best coach ever, right, for Ohio State?
Possibly.
I mean, it's one of those things that you – it's a really hard argument to bring up, but he's definitely one of the greatest of, like, all time.
Yeah.
He's up there.
So you said before he came to Ohio State, he said he would never coach again, and then he came to Ohio State. So do you think he's done?
I don't know exactly what he said, but I know he said something along the lines where he said he wasn't going to come back to coaching, or he wasn't going to – he didn't think he would. And then, you know, after 2-3 year break of retirement, he's back. He's back in the big screen. He's back in Ohio State, and he's – absolutely bringing up the program.
Yeah, for sure. And then he's getting replaced by the guy who was, like, the interim coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? I forgot.
Ryan Day.
Ryan Day. He's 3-0, right?
He's 3-0 head coach because he was
stepped
the interim.
In. Yep.
Yeah, when Urban Meyer, I think he was the coach for all of the summer, and then the first three games went 3-0 against.
Mm-hmm. Well, not all of the summer. It was just that 5-week span where Urban couldn't be in contact with the team.
Yeah.
It was just during that time.
Yeah. I mean, so that's still a big deal, though, you know, taking head coach position.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
They beat TCU. That's a decent win.
I mean, yeah. I think Ryan Day will do a great job filling in that spot. I think he will bring a great amount to the table.
So right now he's the offensive coordinator, and I think he's going to stay as the offensive coordinator, even as head coach.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
I would assume so. Yeah.
I could see.
Because I think he's 100% in charge of the offense, like, currently.
Yeah.
Like, maybe with a few plays being thrown in here and there, but I think he'll stay calling the majority of the plays.
I think the defense was, like, terrible.
Yeah, this year,
it's rough.
They stepped it up for sure. Like, if they bring,
step it up. I mean, they could definitely step it up.
Whatever Michigan, they did against Michigan, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Michigan's, like, a heart game, though. Like, that's like
true.
Like, that's like their game to play.
Yeah.
Like, if you win the Michigan game, you won the season.
Oh yeah.
And I think the players got, like, fired up just for that. But like,
but how about 62 points on the number one defense?
That's the most they've ever scored on Michigan, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Since 1860.
That is the most I believe Michigan has like ever been scored on. It's either the most or second most Michigan has ever been like points allowed.
Yeah, and they're supposed to have the number one defense in the nation. Like,
I think that was a little BS, to be honest.
I mean, they were highly rated. They had, I think their average points was in the teens going into that game, and they allowed and they gave up 62 points. I mean, it helped that they had a, I think it was a sophomore playing at the one corner position, number 28.
Oh, he was so bad.
We took advantage of him.
Oh, I love that guy.
Every deep ball went over him.
He ran so weird if you watched
it. We were on the goal line, and we ran the ball 3 or 4 times in a row, dude.
Oh, when we got stopped down there?
What are you people doing?
I mean, I understand running on the goal line. That's what you should be doing. Like, the philosophy of football, if you're within the 5-yard line, you should be able to score within two plays. Yeah. By running the ball, not by passing the ball. You shouldn't be passing the ball in there, but it just wasn't open.
You believe in like the first and second down you run, third down you throw, fourth down you punt.
I mean, not necessarily. You got to throw some challenges in there.
Do you ever throw on first down if you're a coach?
Yeah.
I mean, there's always a time or two where you get up to the line.
Mm-hmm.
Like say you get off of like a decent run of 10 yards, you get up to the line, and you take a shot.
Yeah.
You can do that. First and second down, that is your time to take a shot. Third down, that is when you get into
crunch time.
Yeah. You have to be decisive, and you have to get the yardage. Maybe not a deep shot, but you got to get the yardage for a first down, and then maybe you take the shot on the next play.
And on fourth down, if you're in the red zone, do you kick the field goal or do you like
– I take the points. Well, it completely depends, But
situation, what yard line are you on?
I don't know.
Well, if you're in the red zone,
what's the red zone? 25?
35. Oh. Yeah, because, 20. Red zone's 20 yards, and then plus the end zone, and then 7 yards.
So,
yeah,
but say you're on the 19.
Say you're on the 19, fourth down, you kick the field goal. But, if you're on the 1 or 2,
well,
you might be running. You might be going for the touchdown.
Yeah. Okay. Out of respect.
I mean, you just got to see it from all views.
Yeah.
You gotta see what
I guess
need.
It's very relative to the situation.
But it definitely depends on
your it's all about situation.
Ability to
block,
run.
I mean, if you can't do anything offensively, then you take the points.
If you're running the spread nowadays, it's like it's a passing game. I think the runs are just not there anymore. Well, not as much.
Yeah.
Nah, it depends.
Yeah. I think J.K. Dobbins reached 1,000 yards, didn't he, for the second year in a row?
He set
a record. First Buckeye to run for 1,000 yards as freshman year, 1,000 yards consecutive
sophomore,
year.
Yeah.
Wow.
As a sophomore.
Redshirt, do you know?
No.
No?
He was a true freshman last year.
Wow.
And he ran 1,000 yards. He was the first true freshman to do that.
That's incredible.
That was another thing, yeah.
All right, well, speaking of football, the playoffs were decided this past weekend. We got Alabama in the number one spot. We got Clemson in the number two spot. Notre Dame in the number three spot. And Oklahoma in the number four spot, which surprised some people. I mean, they did win their game. What was the score, do you know?
They beat them.
They won by
at least 10,
by like
maybe
15,
12.
I think.
Okay. It was something
like it was that. Like 39 to something. Something in the 20s.
So if they would have lost that game, that would put either Georgia or Ohio State in the top four. But we got Georgia at the 5 spot, which I think it should be OSU, personally. And then we got OSU at 6 spot, and the 7 is Michigan, which Michigan should probably be ranked lower now.
8 is UCF. Don't forget those undefeated.
UCF
boys.
Is undefeated. That come
they
on.
They haven't
man.
Lost a game in
you gotta get
26. Was it 26 right? 26 and 0?
Straight. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
26 straight.
So wait, does Oklahoma have any losses?
Oklahoma has one loss. They lost to Texas by 3 in the early on in the regular season.
Okay. So Notre Dame's undefeated. Alabama's undefeated. Is Clemson undefeated?
Yep.
Okay, so those three I think should be in.
Well, hold on.
Notre Dame's debatable.
Notre Dame doesn't have a
conference. Yeah,
conference. Yeah,
that's
Notre
debatable.
Dame doesn't have a conference. And the first stat line that came out for Vegas, Notre Dame was an underdog to Oklahoma, Georgia, and Ohio State.
Wow,
they were an underdog to all those teams. Yet two of those teams that had a chance of beating them did not make it.
They'll probably get smacked around.
Clemson, I don't know. It depends.
I think Clemson and Alabama will be in the
Yeah, I hate seeing that again. and again and again.
Yeah, I mean, it just happens. So
yeah, I think they are the pretty much the top two teams.
Oklahoma's a good team, but Alabama's just better.
Oh yeah,
I mean Alabama, they proved something last week with being able to come back in that win against Georgia.
They were down two touchdown deficit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
What was that their
backup quarterback?
Yeah, yeah. But Jalen Hurts was a starter before, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Jalen Hurts was the starter last year. Right? He was a
2-year starter.
Yeah, 2-year starter going into the national championship game last year, and that's when they put in Tua, and he came back against Georgia, and then Georgia game this year in the SEC championship instead of the national championship. Roles are reversed. Tua's in. Tua's, you know, he wasn't having a great day in general.
No, he really wasn't.
But then he got hurt, and I think he was even having surgery, like, today or something. I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was just a high ankle sprain or something like that.
I heard something about surgery. Okay. I don't know. But then Jalen Hurts comes in, and he gets the job done.
Mm-hmm.
He came in. He came in. He's been the backup the whole season. He was a starter. He came in as a backup this entire season.
And,
came off the bench and won the
game.
Him
the
proved
game.
Himself.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got Alabama winning it all. How about you?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Alabama.
I don't think Clemson can beat them.
I haven't seen anyone
that
can beat them.
Do you think Oklahoma can beat them? Because Oklahoma is a good team.
They have a good offense, but
no. Their defense is terrible.
Yeah, and Oklahoma lost their best receiver, number 5, I think he is.
I heard he may not be out. There's a possibility
he
could play.
Broke his foot or something. I'm not sure, though. Because he was on crutches.
He was on crutches after the game, but, you know.
Yeah,
so was Tua.
No, he wasn't. He was dressed. Tua was dressed.
Huh?
Tua was dressed, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but, like, Tua couldn't walk at all.
Okay.
Like, if you saw him...
I saw him give him a hug.
If you saw him trying to walk, he was, gimping around.
Yeah. So, no way he was going back in.
No.
Okay. Because I saw him, like, helmet on and everything, but no?
No.
Okay.
No, he wasn't going back in.
All right. Now, another football topic. We got Kareem Hunt kicking a girl while she's on the ground. They were in, like, some implication in, like, some hotel hallway or something. From what I heard, it was the girl just kept, like, egging him on, you know. Racial slurs were being thrown around. And there was just a fight. And we just watched the video.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looked like an all-out brawl. And then one of the girls was, like, on the ground. Kareem Hunt was about to run. So he kicked her and then walked away or something.
I wouldn't say an all-out brawl because it was Kareem Hunt versus... everyone else there.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean,
it was like a fight.
I mean, like...
Well, no, Kareem Hunt did have a guy or two there with him, because...
Yeah, but they were all trying to keep him back.
Yeah.
They weren't trying to... They weren't helping him. Yeah. They were trying to keep him back. They were trying to help him by getting him away from that situation.
Yeah. Because I did see, like...
Him and the girl
guys
kept going at it.
Like, someone, I think, was recording the video, and one of Kareem's boys, like, grabbed the phone, like, trying to, like, knock it on.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, they got...
But then they had the security camera or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I don't know if he should have kicked the girl.
No.
Like, I don't think you should ever hit a girl. And, you know, especially while she's down on the ground. Like, that's kind of messed up.
I mean, first in the video, like, you know, he's pushing her. He's pushing the guys on him. He's trying to get off him. He was carried away at one point. At one point, a guy picks him up and tries to carry him away. Yeah. But that didn't work. And then he gets back over there and one of the guys was talking to the girl, and he hits the guy hard in the back and knocks the girl, like, into the wall. And then, you know, she's down on the ground. You know, she gets up for a little bit, but then she's knocked back down.
Yeah.
And then he comes over and kicks her. Yeah. And, like, that's just...
Do we know, like, any relation, like, or what they were...
I don't
think it was a random girl. I don't think they were, like, dating anything like that.
I'm sure they weren't dating, but, like,
I'm sure they knew
were they
each other,
so. Partying? Were they having fun?
Partying. I don't know. I
mean, what was the situation that got them together in the first place?
Yeah,
I
don't really know.
I don't think there was some, like...
Was it like a one-night thing?
I don't even know about that, dude.
Yeah.
I really don't. I think...
Like, what brought those two together to absolutely escalate that situation? How it became?
I couldn't tell you. I think...
I don't know what all happened in that situation.
When I heard on the television, she was a random girl, but who knows?
What do you think should happen to him?
Him?
I think
it was in self-defense because they were all fighting.
No, it was definitely not self-defense.
No.
There was no, like, gun brought out or anything like
it
that.
Was,
so I doubt like
it was...
Oh, the kicking is bad, but I'm saying, like, the fighting was, and kicking...
The girl wasn't doing anything to him except, like, yelling at him. He wasn't... That's not
she
self-defense.
She was yelling at him, and, you know, she was throwing some pushes back, but
I mean,
her pushing him versus him pushing her. Yeah,
well, that brings up a good point. Like, should you ever, like, if you're getting, like, punched by a girl, do you fight back?
Or, yeah,
like,
you push her off you.
Push her off you? Like, are you throwing punches?
No, because then she could throw it right back at you, because she's not leaving bruises. You're leaving the bruises, you know?
Yeah. Like, because, like, I think it's, like, it's messed up to ever hit a girl or, like, anything like that. Like, if a girl's, like, punching you, you can overpower her and just, like, settle, like, you know, constrain her so she can't, like, do any more damage. Or, you know, you just got to solve that situation without, like, you causing the violence. So, like, kicking, I think that's terrible. You know, punching the girl is terrible. But, like, if you, like, just grab her and, like,
hold her. Yeah, pretty much.
Like, hold her. Yeah. Or you have someone else, like, get a hold of her and just, like, calm her down.
You got to think, there could be that situation where it's just those two together. It's he was probably probably lucky that he had his friends.
Oh, for sure. It would have been way worse.
He was going for blood.
I mean, he was out of his mind.
He's definitely in the wrong. When I said self-defense, I meant, like, when he was, like, if you're getting punched, like, and it's a dude, you can obviously, like, punch back.
Yeah,
obviously.
Like,
yeah. Come on.
Like, that opens the floodgates to, you know, the beat down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big advocate of self-defense, man. Like, if someone does anything to you, you should be able to retaliate. You know, even if it's saying a word. You know, if someone says something, you know, call them a name back. Tell them what's up.
But, like, do you think he's getting dropped, correct, from the Chiefs? Or he already was dropped?
He was dropped.
Okay, immediately.
The minute that video came out, he was off the Chiefs.
Now, is he, like, suspended from the league for a little while? Or
he is on a, I believe they call it, commissioner's suspension, maybe. Like, he's off the team, and I think the commissioner has the last say of what completely happens to him. Like, can he ever return
play again,
or anything?
Yeah.
See, I think that's very justified, him being off the team. When you're, like, a public figure like that, like, you got to watch out what you're doing. And especially, like, you should know not to do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something to think about. Like, on social media, you always got to watch out, you know. Don't say any cuss words in you know, text.
Yeah.
That type of thing. Be nice. Don't like and retweet random, you know, bad stuff. But also, like, this is even more extreme, though. Like, hitting a girl. Yeah. That's messed up.
I mean,
it probably did ruin his career. Nah, I don't know about ruin, but, like.
It definitely did.
Do you think he'll play again somewhere?
I think he will. I think the Browns will pick him up.
See, this could be a thing. Like, do you think Kaepernick would play again? I don't think so.
No,
personally. I don't think that.
He won't play again.
I don't think he should either.
Not because he, like, kneeled. He's not that good anymore. And, like, he's not as good as what he was. And I don't think he can start. Or maybe he'd be back.
They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then it was the following
season. No, they lost the Super Bowl.
I thought they won.
To the Ravens. I'm pretty sure they lost.
Okay, so he lost.
Yeah.
And then following season, didn't they go 0-16 or something? Or didn't
not
they
that
go
bad.
Like
not that bad. But yeah, they didn't. I'm pretty sure they did
really bad.
Yeah.
And wasn't that when he started taking a knee?
No, like, I think it was a couple years after that. Like,
it was a couple years after? I didn't think
he wasn't
the
starter.
League.
He wasn't the starter anymore.
I didn't think he was in the league after, like, too much after.
Well,
that really bad
I think
season.
They won the Super. That was a while ago, probably like 2014, I'd say.
That's 4 years ago.
All,
it's not that long
these,
ago.
Okay,
I mean,
true.
Well,
but yeah, no, that's probably 4 years ago. That's probably when.
Think about all that's happened in the last 4 years.
Maybe the beginning of 2014, they lost.
Super
I
know. Bad.
Exactly.
I like, can't really put a date on it, but yeah, it was probably either 2013 when they lost, and then he probably like I think it, when did this whole thing happen? Was it 20? Like
it had to be 2016. No, it was 2017. Right.
2015.
No, 2016. I said late 2016, early 2017.
Okay. That's like, about right.
Yeah,
but he thinks
that sounds about right.
He thinks he's entitled to like a spot in the league when like there are like, thousands of people that would like kill for a spot in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think about all these guys that are coming out now. Like we have, how many rookies are starting this year at positions? Like, it's an extreme amount of rookies coming in and they're immediately taking spots away, and it's like I don't think anyone's gonna want to invest in Colin Kaepernick when they have like guys
bigger,
like
faster, newer,
like
younger.
You got
Kyler. Younger. Yeah,
we can take this to the Heisman. Is we got Kyler, Tua, and Haskins all about to come in. Yeah, like what those two will come out next year, and then Haskins has the opportunity to come out this year if he wants to.
What's the rule for that? Do you have to? How many years do you have to play?
You have to be a junior.
Yeah, Tua can't.
So 3 years in college.
Okay.
Oh, wait, can Tua? Is this Tua's junior year?
No, Tua's.
Is this his redshirt sophomore year? I think. Because I think last year was a freshman.
What? I'm pretty sure. I thought he was a true freshman last year.
What's the rule for college basketball? Because I know
it's one and done.
Yeah.
One and done.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in 1 year.
Yeah, because I know college basketball is firing up or has fired up, and it's like big.
Yeah.
OSU's nasty, right?
I think
OSU?
Basketball. Didn't they just lose?
No. Yeah, they just lost last week.
I thought like we're a power to get reckoned with or something.
I mean, they're still rebuilding from all the Thad Mata stuff. Like,
yeah.
All of that stuff is still being rebuilt. I think Chris Holtman's doing a great job. He's completely turning the program around. But I think in a couple of years they could possibly be back in like into the powerhouse. But right now I don't think they are a top 25 team. But I don't think they're
not up there with the Dukes and the Kentuckys.
Yeah, Duke and Kentucky.
Duke will win it for sure this year. I think they're four freshmen that they have. Great.
They're four freshmen outplay everybody.
Yeah.
Except Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
They're nice.
Gonzaga's better. Gonzaga beat Duke by 2 points
this year
without their best player. Without their best player.
Who did? Does Duke have two losses? I don't really know. I think they lost to someone.
I thought it was just Gonzaga.
Okay, I don't know.
I haven't watched any college basketball.
I just heard about it.
Basketball's just back and forth. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's who gets luckier, I think, in my mind. I think football's a lot more planned out.
Football is definitely a lot more like, planned out because you actually got, like, you got legit plays that you're running.
Well, football,
every single time.
Football's like a team sport. Like, you got 11 dudes on the field, and that's what a lot of people don't realize. It's like 11 people have to do their jobs, not get an MA, you know, make their assignment, and miss assignments MA, but make their assignment and get their assignment done for the play to work. And people don't understand it's like a team sport, but like basketball
you only need one guy.
LeBron James can carry a team. Mm-hmm. Like, we could all go play with LeBron, and we'd like.
You but know, like, here's
we'd
the
be
thing.
Worth nothing against him, like next to him.
Yeah.
Like,
but like, here's the thing. It's like if you get a team that plays like great, like a five man roster, like who plays great, they can beat LeBron. Like, they can outplay the one. I feel
maybe.
Like they can.
It shows all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw
LeBron loses all the time.
Yeah, you saw the finals of Cleveland versus Golden State for the third year in a row.
Yeah.
LeBron had very few teammates that really helped him in the finals. And yet LeBron kept them in that. And I think he was the only reason how they made it there. I mean, it was the buzzer beaters. It was everything.
I'll say that is like one of the funnest times of the year, the NBA finals, when you get to make all the memes and stuff on Twitter. It's like, you know, I remember 1 year I was tweeting at like one of the players looks like Donkey from Donkey and Shrek.
Oh, that's Draymond.
And just like stuff about that and like choking the 3-0 lead in NBA finals.
Oh, yeah.
Like
except, you know, as soon as that happened and people were still making the jokes about it, then the Cleveland Indians choked a 3-1 lead.
It's just awkward.
That was forever.
Yeah,
that's just a little awkward.
You guys don't watch baseball, do you?
No.
Not really.
I will say if you're there, it's fun to watch, but on TV it's too slow.
Yeah. I've been to like one Reds game when I was younger, but like other than that, like baseball's just
I went
not,
to a Pirates game.
It's hard to watch on TV.
Yeah.
What do you call that? What's the Pirates field?
I'm blinking.
It's on the river, so I took the ferry across the river, you know, went inside. It was cool. And it was like awesome, you know, see the Pirates play, but like it's not a football game.
And no, like declined severely since like I don't know, like, I was talking to my dad about it, like probably a couple days ago, and he was like, back then, like, everybody watched, like, this World Series.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everybody talked about it, like, oh, this World's, like, the World Series, like, what's the count and stuff like that, but, like,
I mean, baseball's one of those sports, it's been around forever.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it's called America's pastime.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I think now that America's getting so diverse that it's becoming less and less of a
that's possible
footprint. Because some people, like, they don't know what baseball is. It's only in America, right?
No.
No.
Japan
no.
is huge.
It's a world sport.
Yeah.
It's a world sport.
Well, they got, like,
it's not
cricket.
Olympics,
they got, like,
I mean, why do you think
stuff.
They have, like the Little League World Series.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. That is good. I like watching that, actually.
Oh, Hawaii's
Japan always wins that.
Yeah, well, Japan does.
No, usually it's Japan that always wins it.
I was watching
Hawaii. They got their hats like this.
This year, so Hawaii beat Japan.
Hawaii is absolutely sweet. Like, that's crazy. And these are like little kids, dude. Like 11, 12. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's actually dope.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You want to go back to the playoffs real quick?
Okay.
So, I want to know, what are your guys' thoughts on the idea of an 8-team playoff?
Absolutely.
Oh, well.
That gives teams like UCF to get in. That gives them a chance. And then, like a Georgia obviously goes in, even though they're 2-loss. I mean, that LSU game was very close. And Alabama, they're the best team in the whatever it's the
nation,
yes, correct.
That's a tough one.
They are the best, so
hey,
like,
just shout them when you have them.
I understand, like, I definitely believe, like, wait, who's the top eight right now? Like, I saw something on Twitter, like, it's who should play
Clemson,
who?
Alabama, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Michigan, OSU, UCF,
yeah, they're top,
UCF's
they're
number
Georgia,
eight.
That's eight,
yeah, like that. I saw something like who should match up, and I thought it was perfect. Like, it should
well,
be exactly
see,
like
when
that.
When you say that, like, I think of regular season as, like, it's a qualifier, but at the same time it's not, because, like, UCF is 12-0. They should mm-hmm. be in the playoffs.
Well, you got to think about this. So you have Division II and Division III football. They split their playoffs into regions, kind of like Ohio High School is, and then – the top eight teams from each region makes the playoffs. So they have a 32-team playoff. And it's like, it's nasty. I mean, mm-hmm. you got the best teams, you got the worst teams. Actually, one of them, it's
so the 32,
it's not even
it's like
32
a bracket,
teams.
Right, with 32 teams
mm-hmm.
then?
Okay. Yeah.
For football?
See, that could be really cool.
That's
for
so many games,
then.
Though.
Well, I mean,
that's like four
they
games,
start,
right?
Like earlier. A week earlier.
Okay.
But they keep going. Yeah. I mean, they're the national championship, I think, for just about all the other divisions is next week, I believe.
So I think I do like
maybe
that.
Maybe 2 weeks.
The,
but,
the 8-team playoff, or even
I
if they
like
did, like, purely off record.
I mean, think about it. So,
well,
UCF.
Now, like,
UCF.
That's what I think.
Think about UCF. UCF, every year, is saying, we want Bama, we want Bama. Mm. They're saying, last year, they said, we beat Auburn. Auburn beat Alabama. Therefore, we are the national champions.
Yeah, that's actually
like,
funny. But
that is, no. Yeah. That doesn't work like that.
Like, I understand.
They played one top 25 team this entire season.
Alabama
and
Auburn
won.
Came out and, like, joked, I swear. Like, they didn't even play a game. Like, it felt like they weren't even trying.
Who?
At Auburn. I felt like they thought, like, last year. When they played, I felt like it was just like it was going to be a piece.
I don't think they walked in with the right mindset.
Yeah, no.
Against them, because I think that's what I think that's UCF's key thing when like walking into big games is
they're always the underdog. Like,
not always, but like against these like top rated Power Five conference mm-hmm. teams, their big thing is they come in with the right mindset. They come in like they're going to win the game.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to do.
Like, we're the better team.
So the bigger team might have like the bad attitude then in that situation.
Yeah, that's usually what I would assume what happens.
Like, they're taking a week off, taking it easy, you know, because they think it's not a big opponent. I don't know. Maybe. Or maybe it's just,
I mean,
because,
like, if we did move to an 18 playoff, we have Alabama versus UCF.
Mm-hmm.
That almost guarantees UCF out of there.
Yeah.
As long as Alabama comes in with the right mindset. Yeah.
Michigan
and
beats
does,
Clemson.
And gets business.
Clemson
wins.
Michigan versus Clemson.
Ohio State, Notre Dame. That would be a good game.
I think
Ohio State, Notre Dame. Oh,
win.
My God. I
feel
I
like
that
would be a good game.
We
yeah, I think
them.
We would win, too.
When did we beat them?
Oh,
we beat them last year.
Might have been the year before.
I don't think
we did. Who did we play in the bowl game last year?
Oh, we played. Oh. I don't know.
Played someone.
I don't know.
Notre Dame, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
2 years ago was Clemson.
It's all frosty.
It was a bad game, yeah.
That was a...
But UCF did lose their quarterback, which, like... Did you guys see that injury?
Oh, my God.
That
was terrible.
Yeah.
That was
horrible.
That was awful.
And he was, like... He was pretty much... I wouldn't say their whole team, because they kept winning. Or they won
I mean,
their last
they barely
but,
won.
Quarterback's
their
like the second, center of the team.
Yeah.
Their second-string quarterback had three fumbles in their game against
Memphis.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
I mean, Memphis.
But they did come back.
Memphis should have won that game.
They did come back. UCF did.
Hey, quick side note. I was playing Madden last night, dude. I playing Steelers, you know. And Madden 19, the run game's not there. It's all passing.
19 or 18?
19.
Okay.
And I threw 10 interceptions. Like,
how do you throw 10 interceptions?
Schuster, I know. I have Schuster and I have Brown on my team. I should not throw a single interception. But the game's
That doesn't automatically make you not be able to throw an interception. It's about
who
the quarterback.
I was playing Matthew Morbido.
Yeah, but like
what team was he?
Oh, he was oh shoot, maybe the Rams.
Oh well, they're solid.
Yeah, the Rams are a solid team.
They're better than the Steelers on that game.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like the Steelers have better individual players, which I don't know.
I don't know.
And the defense was lacking, man. Defense. we had to make some adjustments in the at halftime.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It obviously didn't work.
It didn't work. No.
10 interceptions. It definitely.
10
didn't
interceptions,
work.
And he only won by 20 points. So he should have won by more. I will say.
Oh, definitely.
I had that lockdown defense.
Sure you did.
All right, Heisman race. I think that Tua should win. I don't know why they're bringing up Kyler as the number one.
Why Tua?
Because he's been the leader the whole year, and I just feel like he's a better player.
What about Haskins?
Haskins, I don't think he, like, to be honest, I feel like he doesn't show that much heart on the field. Like, I feel like he just goes out and balls, but he does not, like, I don't know.
That's to show the heart.
I don't think you've seen enough of the games where he gets so hyped. He's the leader of the team.
I've never seen that. I swear.
He gets so hyped. He's the leader of the team. He's always in there celebrating with them after the touchdown.
Well, that's one thing, but like,
but you've never seen him get
hyped. No, I don't think I have.
On a side note, I love the touchdown celebrations. I saw a couple great ones this year.
Oh yeah, there's been some really good ones.
You mean like in the NFL?
There might have been like a selfie one. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh. I think it was Michael Thomas. He like grabbed a flip phone out of the like.
Oh yeah, it was.
He got flagged for it for sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He grabbed and it was like. He called somebody.
Hey, there
right?
was one that was a free throw.
It was, yeah, it was like faking it all.
Yeah.
Oh, the free throw. Who was he mimicking?
I have no idea.
It was an NBA player that. Was it
LeBron James?
No. he did like boom, 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 shot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, who is that?
You remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, I've
that
seen
video.
Dwayne Wade.
No.
I don't know.
It's recent. Was it for the Sixers? I feel like I don't know.
But someone did that, and he was pretty much just mimicking that, and that was funny.
Yeah,
that was funny.
Those are like the highlights of the game.
But like, why do you think Kyler, right? Yeah, Kyler should win.
I don't think he should win. Like,
you think Haskins?
I think Haskins should win. My big thing with this is Haskins has proved himself as coming out here. He obviously didn't play anything last year except for he played second half of Michigan, I believe. But other than that, he came out here. He's had a hell of a season.
Mm-hmm.
He's breaking records.
Yeah.
He's breaking Ohio State records. He's breaking Big Ten records. He broke a Drew Brees record that's been a record for 22 years.
Yeah.
And he's out here just balling, and he's not only doing that against
the number one defense. Yeah.
Some he's
but
not
some
just
teams
doing
are
this
like,
against
yeah.
like trash teams, but
whoa,
he's doing
wait,
this.
Come on now, number one defense is on, bullshit.
He's sure. doing this yeah. against top 25 defenses, and like if you want to put Kyler on top, the best defense Kyler has gone against was ranked 27th.
Who, Texas? Or was this?
I don't even know who it was.
But
you got
what is it? Big 12, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Big 12 defense.
No defense. No defense.
I mean, they almost lost to Kansas.
Who did?
Can you believe that?
Oklahoma
almost lost to Kansas.
3-9. Right?
I mean, there was other things saying like Ohio State had a rough. I think they said a rough November, and it's like Ohio State's November was like dominant wins over teams that are known. Oklahoma barely squeaked by teams like Kansas.
Yeah.
Kansas is barely a football team.
3-9, yeah.
I mean, squeaking by. I mean, no.
My question for the Heisman is, on paper, who has the best stats?
I don't know.
On paper,
is
I believe,
Haskins the best?
I think that's
I don't know.
Really apparent
I think,
in my mind.
I think after that game, Haskins has more passing yards. But Kyler's a dual threat, and I think he has 800 rushing yards on the season.
I meant like touchdowns. Like, who has the most? Like, who
Haskins.
Has the best stats?
Haskins has, I think, almost 50 touchdowns this season.
Yeah, he has. Well, unless
happen,
if
50 touchdowns.
What does he have? 46?
50 touchdowns.
That's 50,
does he have 50 touchdowns?
46 passing? Is that right?
I think so. Somewhere around there. I forget.
Or maybe
I
that was like a couple games.
I haven't really
ago,
looked at
sure.
the stats
yeah.
since after Northwestern, but he had. Okay. like 4,500 yards passing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, he was going on. He was balling this year.
He had the Zinsers went over this. He had a 69% completion rate.
Oh, the whole year? Dang.
That is better than most, if not all, the top NFL quarterbacks going out of college.
Yeah. Well, anything above 50 is pretty good, right? You think?
I mean, you want to be
more than half, I guess,
closer to the 60 range. But then once you get into that 70 range, with how many times we pass the ball at Ohio State?
Yeah, true.
That's pretty impressive. I mean, think about it. Purdue, our loss of the season. Mm. Haskins went 49 for 73 in passing.
That's really good.
He had an insane game, mm-hmm. but they weren't converting when it counted the most, and mm-hmm. that's what, you know,
it kind of got to
their worst loss
yeah.
of the season, worst loss in some years.
Do you think that was a mind game?
Clemson.
Do you think the players just weren't playing well, or do you think
I feel
was,
like, yeah,
you
know, I
think there were some play calling issues in there, because yeah. their red zone offense, that had been a question all season, but then that really got exposed there, because they walked out of the red zone, I think, after, like, their first four trips to the red zone, they walked out with 17 points, something like that. Yeah. Like, that's – or, no, not even, 13 points.
Yeah.
Two field goals and one touchdown in the red zone. That's unheard of for Ohio State. Mm-hmm. That's not normal, and that's not how Ohio State needs to be playing.
I feel like Ohio State just chokes an away game every year. I don't know.
I mean, everyone knew that Purdue was the trap game for Ohio State mm-hmm. to lose.
Yeah, true.
Because – nighttime in Purdue,
yep.
That's rough. That's rough. Like, any night away games is rough, let alone Ohio State, a sound team going to Purdue. Like, Purdue is usually a rough game for Ohio State. I don't know what it is, but, you know, all these teams play their best games mm-hmm. against Ohio State. Mm-hmm. One of the stats I saw this season, teams after playing Ohio State, and this was after week 8, I think, something like that.
Okay.
Or after the Purdue game, the week after the Purdue mm-hmm. game, people found that teams that after they played the Ohio State game, they were 2-9.
Wow.
Ohio.
So they just gave it all to Ohio State,
They give it all to Ohio State. The next week, they are not counted on to win the game.
Well, see, that's like all psychological, man. Like, you gotta get hyped up for the Ohio State game. Mm-hmm. And then every other game doesn't count. And that's the way I think OSU plays Michigan. Like, they're like, Michigan's the only thing that counts. Everything else you play is just, you know, that's practice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well,
there's always another level for Ohio State-Michigan game. But, like, you can't say that the rest of the games are just practice. I mean, the whole goal of the season is to go in, you win every game, you go kick the crap out of Michigan. And then you go win the Big Ten.
Yeah, I don't think the Ohio State players are like, they're not playing for Ohio State. And we talked about this last podcast. They're playing for their personal stats. They're like their own gain, you know.
I don't think that's true to all of it. I think there are some players that are playing for Ohio State. There are some players that are playing to get to the next level. There are some players that their true purpose to come into Ohio State or to go to somewhere like Alabama is a guaranteed spot in the NFL.
Yeah, like, I do believe
that's
that.
I think that's how some high schoolers take it as. But, you know, the ones that are, I feel, most successful at Ohio State are the ones that buy in. And they're there for Ohio State. But then after Ohio State, whatever they get after that, that's bonus.
Who's the QB? He's like a fifth year. He's at LSU now. He was the backup for Ohio State. You know who I'm talking about?
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, dude. You think he's going to the NFL?
No.
I think he'll go undrafted. Maybe. I think but he'll be picked. Know. I think he'll get a shot there because, you know, he was at Ohio State for four years.
Yeah.
And then he lost his. He wasn't going to win against Haskins.
Mm-hmm.
When he found that out, he made the personal decision that he wanted to go play somewhere else. And
I respect that. Yeah.
I think everyone was respectable about that. I mean,
yeah.
he wasn't going to play, and it was his last year of eligibility. So he went on to go play at LSU, and
I mean, good year.
He had a great year.
From what I saw, he was phenomenal.
He had a great year. I mean,
did you see the game? Was? Texas A&M versus LSU.
Oh, that sucked.
Dude,
I talked about it like 2 weeks in a row now. But like,
I woke up at 4 a.m. that next morning, and I saw. I don't know if I saw your tweet. I saw something of yours, and I'm like, okay, now I gotta check this out. I went on to, you know, just ESPN and was looking at all the recap of it. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Like this one play, like the ref got in front of the DB and like made the best block of the game.
Mm-hmm. Like, I saw that.
I mean, that was funny, but like, I think they got cheated.
I think the refs were a little rough in that.
Yeah.
That like that what was it? That interception right at the end of regulation. That's rough.
Yeah.
And then what happened? What happened right before, like right as time was running out, that there was another play?
Oh, they called.
The spike. The spike with a little extra time.
They had, like, two more seconds on the clock or something.
Yeah,
and that happened once before. They put like a second or two on the clock, and that won the game for the team.
Yeah.
It's just I mean, they definitely got cheated in that whole situation, and it was at Texas.
What happened in the first overtime?
Oh, dude, I don't know. There were seven of them, man. I know,
but it was something in the first overtime that LSU should have been able to win the game right then and there, but something happened with the refs called something.
It might have been on the left side, a touchdown down the left side, maybe, if I'm remembering correctly, dude. But like seven OTs, that was like two more hours a game. Like what?
How much like break time did they get? Did they get any?
No, they kept going.
Yeah.
That's why Texas A&M kept being able to score. Was you could definitely see the LSU defense was tired.
Mm-hmm.
They was really tired. That's why each team kept scoring. But then they could not stop Rodgers, number five.
See, at first I thought they would end after three OTs and they just call it a game. But I guess not. But then again, that's like working those kids so hard. It's crazy.
Yeah. They don't stop for a tie. There's always a winner.
There's an NFL rule, right?
Where there's a tie.
NFL, yeah. NFL, NFL goes one. With ties.
Yeah, it's after another 15, I think.
Yeah, they go 15 more minutes. Steelers, they go for ties, though. College is not allowed ties.
Steelers tied the Browns.
first game of the season.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was a rainy game one. Big Ben threw like four interceptions.
Cleveland choked hard.
They missed that field goal.
Terrible.
But the Steelers also, think about it, the Steelers also choked in that situation. Well, they also missed a field goal.
Yeah,
I mean, each team missed their opportunities to win the game.
See, the Steelers, I think they're a really good team, and they have a lot of like good personal player or not like individual players, but like Big Ben's about to retire.
What are your thoughts on Le'Veon Bell? That whole situation this year.
He's stupid. He's stupid. Like, come on, man! You're in the NFL.
Yeah. What are you doing? Like, they can't be treating you that bad.
He gave out on $800,000 each week. He decided not to show up.
Just sign on the dotted line. Go play some ball, man.
Yeah, for real. Like, does he not like?
He wanted more money. He wanted more money. That was the whole thing. He wanted more money. Like,
how long has he been on the Steelers?
Probably 4 years.
Four or five?
Four. Yeah.
The average for his position is 3.5 years. I thought.
Yeah,
running back.
So there's no way he goes to another team, right?
I mean, he's still in his prime.
Yeah,
He hasn't. I don't think he's completely peaked yet.
Do you think
from what I've seen?
Do you think any team will pay out what he wants?
He wants a lot. I don't know how much exactly, but he does.
I think one of the problems was the franchise tag. I don't think he wanted to be franchise tagged.
True.
But they also wanted a franchise tag.
Can't they franchise tag him again though? Right now.
I don't know how that all works.
They could, but that would be really messed up.
Well, yeah, just screw them over.
All right, one last thing about college football before we move on.
Okay.
Since I'm the host.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah.
Should Ohio State have gotten in?
Yes. Oh, no. If Oklahoma lost, yes.
Well, yeah, obviously, but just straight up, like, should they have gotten in?
Would Georgia still have been higher, though?
No.
If Oklahoma lost, I think Georgia would have been in.
No.
Yes. Hold on. I'm going to say... No, Ohio State, I don't think, would have ever had a chance of getting in after that loss to Purdue.
Yeah, okay.
Because the loss was too late in the season. Like, think about it, 2014, first year of college football playoff, and we win the national championship. Yeah. But that loss that we had, what was that, week two or three?
Tech, yeah.
It was week two or three. And
I was at that game. That's crazy.
You were?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
And so it's different when your first loss in the season is at the beginning versus
in the middle or end.
In the middle to close to the end of the season, because that's when you can really turn around. I mean, Ohio State, they started at like 16th for the first college football playoff ranking when they lost to Vol-Tec. but then they came back up to four. And everyone was saying, Ohio State shouldn't be in here. Ohio State shouldn't be in here. I mean, TCU deserved this.
Oh, yeah. That,
Washington deserved this over there.
Yeah, okay.
And then they won it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we had this midseason 28-point loss to Purdue. And I don't know.
You think that set the tempo for the rest? Or?
I mean, and then the overtime with Maryland did not help.
That was ugly, man. Yep. I was watching that game.
Our defense was just – they gave up 250 yards in the first half.
Dude, they ran the same play like two or three times in the first half, and it worked every time. The same way it worked every time. It was like –
It also didn't help that Haskins threw that pick six coming right out of halftime.
Yeah,
that did not help their point differential. I mean, I think they could have blew them out, but that kind of like changed things where that gave Maryland some momentum back, and I think that's when like dogfight really came. Like there wasn't any chance that they could just go out there and kick the crap out of them and keep going with that, because Maryland was going to keep fighting. Everyone's best game is against Ohio State.
The only way this is solved is an 8-team playoff.
Dude, I actually do like that idea.
Because
that gets...
But then do you think it'll escalate to, like, a 16-team playoff?
I mean, in time, possibly. Yeah, probably. But you also got to think the amount of football these guys are already playing. Yeah. They're playing 12 games in the regular season, and they get one bye week.
Yeah.
And then they have... They'll probably have their conference championship. But then what the 18 playoff allows, it allows Power 5 conferences to have...
Yeah, all five of the winners to be in.
Yeah.
If they're, like, respectable, I guess.
I mean, say a conference has a really bad season. It's like, I mean, what conference is not represented out of the Power 5? Pac-12?
Yeah, Pac-12 this year, yeah. And then, well, yeah, there's one more. Big 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it'd represent...
All five
of the power conference.
And then three teams. With the probably best... Or, like, well, Georgia would definitely be in. And then a UCF.
Yeah. And then...
And maybe not Michigan. I don't know about that one. Possibly a Washington.
I think Michigan would probably make it in. Well, I don't... Washington...
Didn't they win the Pac-12, right?
Washington won the Pac-12, but the...
Okay, so they'd automatically be in.
No. They did not deserve it. Okay. They were ranked 15th when they won the Pac-12.
Aren't we playing them in the Rose Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think we should win by like...
Wait, who do we play in the Rose Bowl?
Washington.
You know we're like a 3-point favorite.
I feel like...
It'll
probably be a good game to watch, but I don't think it'll be that close.
I think Ohio State should go out there and absolutely whoop them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we'll whoop them. I think we'll win, though.
Yeah.
I think we should whoop them, whether or not we do that.
I think we're definitely better.
Maybe since Urban Meyer's going out, they might, like,
get fired up. Good point.
But otherwise, I think Urban Meyer,
you know, he's going to do everything.
If he loses, that's going
to
be tough.
Oh, that would be a tough
loss. I was reading they announced it, like, early.
You read something?
I was reading that he announced it now, so the like recruits for next year can like decide what they're doing.
Okay, you know? Yeah, I respect that actually.
So far, what I've seen, most of the top recruits for this year's class to enter, most of what I've seen, they're staying.
Yeah,
like Garrett Wilson, he's already said he was 1,000% committed to Ohio State.
Yeah,
nothing was changing yet.
That might be like. I don't know.
I know some other
15 verbal commitments, so who knows? We'll have to get those stats.
I mean, they're all – most of them will be signing here within
– What is it, December? Do they sign? Can they sign in
they
December?
They can sign.
When's our signing day?
There's a signing day coming up in two weeks.
I don't know. I think it's February.
There's a signing day coming up in 2 weeks, and I think February is the
– It's like official.
It's national signing day.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's early signing, right? Yeah.
Early signing is December. Yeah.
All right.
Coming up.
Thing is in a football.
Heisman winner is Tua.
No.
Haskins.
I could say Haskins.
Probably. I think Haskins deserves it, but I have a feeling Kyler's going to win that. That's who I think is going to win.
Wait, when will you Tua? Know?
Whenever it is.
I think it's Saturday.
This Saturday.
Isn't it?
That seems a little early to me, but I'm not sure.
Hey,
no, because so all the votes go in a week ahead. All the votes had to be turned in by Saturday night at 1 a.m.
So we'll know by next podcast.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Hold on. What do you guys think of They said 10% of the voters for the Heisman race casted their vote before all the players' final game of the season.
Is it stupid? No. I think, you know, if you're seeing someone's performing, like, awesome, then I think, you know, if you like them, then
But I think...
But what if they had a horrible game, like...
Well, maybe that's just
Tua,
a fluke, because...
Tua had a terrible final game of the season against a top-rated team. Mm-hmm. He played a top-rated team, and he did not have a good game.
Yeah, true.
Ohio State, Dwayne Haskins, he's had amazing games against teams, like, at least defenses that are considered top-rated defenses. So it's like, why is that not being, like, really shown in the Heisman race? Like, why are they not looking that as a stat as well?
Well, should it be shown? Yes. But is it okay if they vote prematurely? Also, yes.
I mean, they're voting prematurely because they probably have a bias to the person.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, let's say, like, I voted you because I know you no matter what. You know, then, like, Max, he doesn't know you, but he thinks you're good, and then he sees you play bad, so he doesn't vote for you because, oh, he's bad. But if I know you, I'm going to vote for you no matter what.
These people watch college football, like, every day. Like, this is their life.
I feel like they shouldn't be able to vote without knowing the full situation of each person.
Yeah, voting
the Heisman
really,
watch.
That's fair.
It might not be the smartest in the competition-wise, but do I think it's okay? Why not? You know? Because some people will never change their opinion. They'll follow someone to the death. You know?
That's fair.
I mean, there is those people, but that's the people that are biased, and no one else has a chance. They have this one person, no one else has a chance.
See, that brings in a good segue, because there's something coming up in a couple weeks. CWL Vegas.
No, not a couple weeks. It's this weekend.
Oh, it's this weekend. Shoot.
I think you got to turn this way. Yeah, I don't know anything about college.
Yep.
So.
Right here, baby. Yep.
So CWL Vegas is a Call of Duty World League tournament in Las Vegas. Whoa, what are you doing?
I ain't part of this.
You gotta listen up. All right, I'll explain it. So a lot of people might not know it. So Call of Duty switched to 5v5 this year.
Oh, wow.
From 4v4.
So you know it was 4v4, right?
No.
Okay, it was 4v4. Now it's 5v5. So it's adding a whole new dynamic. They're having the first tournament of the season.
Black Ops 4.
They'll have about 6 or 7 this year, and Call of Duty Champs, which is like millions of dollars.
That's where I'm going. Is it in Columbus?
Okay, sure.
Nobody knows where
it might be. He went last year to the tournament. Yeah. He spectated, I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, obviously did not play.
I
did play, to be honest.
You didn't play.
No, I played Black Ops 4.
Okay.
While I was
That's
there.
Sweet. That's sweet.
But yeah. So, it was so dope. They had setups and stuff. It was 5v5. It was so nice.
Okay. So CWL Vegas is coming up. It's a big tournament, right? And there are certain favorites going into it right now. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's, like, the name brand Optic Gaming, which is, like, supposed to win. They're favored to win.
I feel like they will.
I think they will. And then they're, like, you know, second, third. Obviously, it's, like, competition. You know, it's planned out. Not planned out, but, like, predicted. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, that's coming up. And he's wearing a 100 Thieves jersey. 100 Thieves is, like, a newer COD team.
Yep. Well, they were in Black Ops 3, but...
It's relatively new.
Yeah.
It's a whole new
great
roster.
Great team.
And, like, they're entertaining. They're putting out clotheslines, which this is
what they're known for, pretty much.
Yeah, this is sick right here. And I just wanted to mention, like, 100 Thieves is, like, a growing brand. And they use, like... They're using the
industry
to, like, grow themselves and run a business, you know.
Have you seen their new winter collection? It's so dope.
It comes out.
I might actually get their camo.
It's been out 4 weeks. I might grab something from there.
It's so dope. It sells out fast, too.
Tell me what you buy, and I'll buy the same
thing. It's like this, but camo, and it says 100 Thieves in the middle.
Yeah,
it's
that
actually
might be
dope.
Worth it. I want to get – they have, like, a windbreaker.
Yeah, I've seen
that,
too.
I get that.
That's dope.
Yeah. And then I want to get one of their cream hoodies.
Oh, I almost bought it, but it sold out too fast.
Yeah. What? So you're into shoes, right?
Not as much.
Okay, you know the NMD ones,
like
that.
The original ones,
yeah.
Like what color? Like black and
no, like the white with like the red like block.
Red block and blue block.
No, just red block. It's like what do you call it? Cream color with the red block.
I don't know.
I just might pick them up.
Yeah. Okay. Are they in like at all?
I'm not into shoes, but I like it.
Not really.
I'm looking to get some nice Adidas ones. I heard Adidas shoes are the nicest.
Yeah,
ever.
I agree.
You know, Wolfie, he got them Yeezys. I tried them on one day. It was like walking on a cloud.
Bro, you should have... Do you know how much Yeezys were on Black Friday on, like, StockX or the Goat app?
How much?
200.
Wow.
The white ones, the all-white ones.
When the new ones came out, I literally, at 7:30 in the morning, I got a notification on my phone. So I go on, and I'm like, what is this, you know? It's from Foot Locker. So I swipe on it, it's Yeezys. I click checkout, and they went in my cart, you know? That's, like, a big deal, you know? It's hard to get some Yeezys.
Okay.
And I didn't do it. Because it was a lot of money. It was like $220.
$220, yeah.
Which isn't that bad when you're buying like the nice shoes because you can resell them and stuff.
I mean, if you're spending that money on shoes, you're not really making a good choice. I mean,
we got to think you're wearing them every day. People see them.
Dude, I got mine for $80 and they've lasted like 8 months. And they're comfortable.
And that works.
That's comfortable. I work out in them as well sometimes.
Hey, that works too.
I mean,
dude, are you on the grind still, or did you stop working out a little bit?
I'm still on the grind.
Every day? No, not every day.
Not every day.
Every other day?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay. Are you lifting in the morning with the class you do? Okay. Because I need to start lifting again, man. It's been so long.
Join me in the afternoons. I go during early release.
I'll do arm day, maybe. Just arm days. Strictly bench, strictly curls. It's whatever.
You gotta get a little squat. You don't want to be flabby as anything back there.
I kind of do want to start like run. I know it's gonna sound bad, but running.
Oof.
Cardio.
A little bit of cardio work in my workout.
What is that?
What is cardio?
What is cardio? None of us would know what cardio is.
You know what? I actually do want to maybe go to the. Okay, wait a minute.
No. I saw you do sit-ups for the first time in my entire 25 life.
25, and it killed me. Almost killed
me. Listen, I think you and me have run more than him.
What do you mean?
Like
just running. Like in general. Like in your whole in life.
No,
probably.
Because you quit football.
Oh.
That's where he's got you beat.
Well, no, because we've played the same amount of years of football.
Yeah, but we ran perimeters every week this year. We didn't condition at all last year.
Really?
That is point, yeah.
Not at all last
year? We ran two perimeters every week.
You couldn't even...
That blows.
Every Monday.
That sucks. So
but
bad.
Our time was what, 60?
Yeah. We had anywhere from 40.
Oh yeah, it's usually 40, right?
Yeah, we had anywhere from 40 to 60 seconds. Or no, one of them he gave us 90 seconds to get it.
Well yeah, that's because he was just like form, just straight.
He said
it's
jog.
Like, it's like a really mental
walk.
It's a really mental thing. Like if he says like, okay, we're doing one and one perimeter only, then it's like, okay, then I'll just go ball out. Let's like go mm-hmm. But like he's like, all right, we got five perimeters today. I'm like, well, I guess on this first
jog,
one we're taking
jog,
it easy.
Jog,
yeah.
Jog, run.
Yeah, pretty much. Because like,
all you have to do, you don't even have to like necessarily like. Okay, for most of the time, I'd run on all of them because you know I was this last year. I didn't really make very many conditioning days. I didn't make many days during the summer because I was at camps. But you know when you're there. And as a senior and as someone that I need to be running, I got to be showing my best effort. And so I did. But then, like, say last year, you know, we weren't really into it as much. And, like, or, like, sophomore year, we weren't into it as much. You planned out your run. You planned out, like, okay, I need to jog this one or I need to go half speed on this. But the key to all of it is you got to finish on all of them. At least if you finish that last 50 yards, that's what the coaches notice. That's what the coaches
well, that's
truly
like
care
how
about
they run like competition racing. Like if you're going around the track one lap, you like start jogging and then you sprint the last part.
Yeah,
or like
you do
four laps, you jog three and then sprint the last one.
Yeah, you build up.
Yeah. Well, I think so some people like try to be in front the whole time. And I don't think that's the way to do it. I think the way to do it is stay with the pile because I think that makes you look.
Stay with the pile and then like do the last 50.
Maybe, like, accelerate at the last 50. And
I mean, you got to think about running perimeters as a football team. That is not
tactic.
Pretty trying to go
tactic.
Around corners.
Yeah.
Fang clotheslined me on one of the days because he didn't want to lose to me. That's how bad he did not want to lose. He clotheslined me.
We like that.
I still almost won.
Why didn't you get him back?
Because I'm not that kind of guy to hit back like that.
Big, nice.
I'm
not that type of guy.
Speaking of...
I got him back on the field. Low man. He never won.
Yeah. Okay.
I almost beat him. No joke.
Who?
Me. Beat Josh.
Okay.
We stalled for the
for
first
like,
second.
No, less than
a
second.
And as soon as I got my feet moving, he was...
I started running away. Because he just keeps going.
I kept going. I just kept going.
That's like cute. 20 yards.
But, hey, speaking of keeping going, the Democrats think they could win this presidential election coming up. Joe Biden says he's most qualified person in the country to be president. I don't know if you guys have any opinions on this.
Well, no. Like, I think somebody like Joe Biden could win over Trump.
I think he has the best.
Like, okay. I feel like that's a problem.
Let's say we're checking out Hillary, because Hillary was talking about running again, maybe.
No.
Hillary will not run.
I beg her to run because
she'll get smacked.
She'll get smacked. I think Trump's going to win with confidence. But Beto O'Rourke from Texas, you know, lost in his Congress race. I think that he would lose also. People are saying, like, he's like Obama. Like, Obama's aides were saying Beto.
He's like an Obama president.
He has like similar characteristics, which I think that's bad, you know. And I was like, oh, he's from Kenya too.
Is he actually?
No.
I get it.
Okay. I'm just shaking my head at him.
So that's funny.
Beto O'Rourke loses. Hillary Clinton loses by a landslide. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden. Has the best.
He's probably not most qualified to be president.
I have a feeling he wins. I have a feeling.
He was vice. Yeah.
If someone really qualified that can, you know, be related to a lot of people and not have like a outstanding amount of like ideas that go against the masses, I think they can beat Trump. Because I think
so. You're saying like a in the middle type. Like they can.
Yeah, a more.
No, it's either Democratic or Republican.
I think a more intermediate kind of person. I think a more intermediate kind of person is going to be what can win the election. Because I think Trump, I believe, and like this isn't stating my exact political opinion on all of it, but I think Trump is overly hated in the United States right now and around the world.
I think he's hated for not political reasons. I think he's hated for like personal.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, some of his ideas that he says politically.
Listen, everyone has locker room talk.
Not
okay?
good, but like, I mean, some of what he says is not good and is not something that's going to keep him being popular.
That's true.
Like that really messes his ability to win up. I think one of his biggest problems is his Twitter. Like I think that's why he is the most hated because he doesn't filter anything. He says what he believes, and like I understand that, but like sometimes you gotta filter yourself.
Yeah, I think this is like a new age thing. Like Twitter should be used by the president. I think that's honestly great because that's like a portal to the people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what the House of Representatives is for. You know, it's for the constituents to speak to their House representative and then you know get up the line. But
yeah.
I think, like, the new age, Trump's doing it right. And I think a lot of people do like him, and he's doing a lot. He's making a lot of progress, you know. If you go to get your license
He's keeping his promises.
Yeah. They'll ask you if you want to vote right there, and you can sign up literally when you're getting your license. I mean.
As a 16-year-old?
No. 18. When you're getting it renewed, he said. And you used to not be able to do that, you know. And Trump's changing things to make it, you know, make it better, make it more efficient. Efficiency, man. We know about that.
I mean, yeah. I think he's definitely keeping his promises that he has, and I think that's a great thing, but also some of his promises are, like, very, very almost past conservatives. Like, you know, the really high end of rightist. I think he can almost go past that sometimes.
Do you think anybody can beat him like as a like another Republican?
No.
I don't think there's any
I don't think
shot.
He's a Republican that could beat him.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. But on a spectrum, you were saying there needs to be someone in the middle that could beat him?
Towards the middle.
Towards the middle?
They're going to be on one side.
But they would have to be Democrats.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I think a Democrat is going to win
this
election.
The thing is, right now,
really?
It's more polarized, more party polarized than ever before. People are more far left and people are more far right than ever before. And mm-hmm. that's why that won't happen, what you said.
I just feel like someone that is at least somewhat intermediate, like they're obviously one side or the other, but they're somewhat intermediate where they can, like, they can be liked by both sides in each way of some, you know, of some kind. where maybe they have views that can be liked this way.
But that's like a third party that never gets voted.
Yeah, it won't be an independent. It's just got to be someone that's like not
like a moderate.
Over, yeah, someone moderate.
Like, maybe, but there's no one like that right now that I know of.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. So I feel like it's far right and far left.
It's one or the other right now.
I think we're pretty split as a country right now.
Yeah,
we definitely.
Which I mean, it's not that bad of a thing.
We have abortion signs lined up at our school.
Yeah, that's rough.
Not needed. I don't support abortion, but not needed in my opinion.
That's definitely not needed.
Not needed. All right. Well, that is an hour and 4 minutes live streamed. I think we're about to wrap up. Thanks, Max. Thanks, Josh, for coming on the Consistent Genius Podcast. This has been episode 6. Follow us on iTunes. Just look up Consistent Genius and then subscribe to YouTube, youtube.com/BillySeach. The website, consistentgenius.com, will be up and running in a couple weeks, probably next week, maybe the week after. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed the stream and the podcast, and we'll see you next week on Tuesday at 4. I'll see you.